All right. Hello, everyone. I am Nathan. I hope you all are staying healthy in these times. I just wanted to bring a little joy, hopefully, into your life with some Star Wars. So we're going to go on to our third episode of Star Wars: The Old Republic Revan Summarization. So super pumped about this. Hoping we will finish it today. We will. If we do, okay. If we don't, oh well, we can do one more episode. If we do get pretty far, the next episode will be really short. So those of you listening, hopefully, will enjoy that. I don't know. But real quick before we do that, if you want to call in, leave a message. I would love to do an episode where someone had left a message and we just talk about what they think. So that's one thing to think about. If you want to call in, go to Anchor, Anchor.fm/Legends Lovers. No space, no caps. After with the Legends Lovers, so check that out. It's got links to all of the pod catchers that we're on: Spotify, Breaker, Radio Public, Pocket Casts. Google Podcast is on there, but that is not functional. So if you try it and it does work, please let me know. I'm gonna get the email set up so people can email questions and things like that in. So I hope you guys enjoy it. We're starting off here with chapter 18. So last chapter we ended on, or last episode we ended on chapter 17. So hopefully we can finish it up. So Mitra, is somehow on the Ebon Hawk, and she's traveling to Nathema with Revan's droid T3M4. Or the droid, I told her that it coast was clear. It kind of reminds her of Malachor 5. So Malachor 5 is a battle that she, or it was a planet that she was a planet that a battle happened on. And she was to participated in the battle, but she's just kind of going through stuff, and she's looking for Revan. She actually goes through the security drives and files, and apparently picks up video of the fiasco of Darth Vitiate, killing all of the Sith Lords, eliminating them. And she also finds coordinates and records from the Sith Empire, and that leads her to Drumlin Kos, and she's trying to find Revan there. So that's really really all that happens. Now it's a decently sized chapter, but I'm trying to summarize it so we can get through this. Hoping to not I'm not gonna do another summarization right now. I'm currently getting into some of new books. I've gone through a couple recently, and I want to do some more just podcast episodes. And I don't want it to feel like an audio version of a YouTube. That's not my goal. My goal is to be a friendly, family-friendly conversation. That's the goal, to be a conversation. But let's move on to chapter 19. Scourge, and remember, keep this in mind, it's been 3 years since Revan has been on Nathema. So he's been captured by Scourge. And I think 3 years, roughly. And so Scourge is visiting Revan. And so basically, they've kind of begun to forge a relationship, a friendship. And so they kind of, have a discussion about Revan and Malak and the Dark Council. And Revan is trying to act like, I don't know, he's trying to act like he's on the guy's side when really he's just trying, or Scourge's side, he's just trying to get out. So it's all a mind game. Scourge thinks that this is happening, but in reality, it's just a persona to help Revan escape. And so that's really what we find out. This is the first time we see Revan after he's been captured. So he's a prisoner, you know. What do all prisoners have? They kind of they're suffering in a way. But that's really chapter 19. So let's move on to chapter 20. Mitra is arriving in Jamun Khas. She knows Revan's there. This is like the place that Revan had seen in his dreams. It was very strong in the dark side, Jamun Khas, filled with the dark side. So she's kind of like, what is the word? She's reconnoitering. And so she's just kind of exploring and getting the lay of the land. She actually meets with Setchel, which is dangerous because Setchel is in league with Scourge and whatnot. And so she kind of is forging that, I say, mutual alliance. But that continues. So chapter 20, that's all, that's really all chapter 20. But let's move on to chapter 21. So it starts off in bold black letters. It says, "You will understand in time." And so Scourge is trying to just kind of think about Revan. And Revan is trying to act like he's powerful in the Force. And he's got like several different personas going around. And just trying to basically escape. And so Scourge is thinking about what Revan is thinking. And Revan is saying. And Revan also talks about like Force visions and whatnot. And so that's why. That's what he's thinking about. That's what he's thinking about. Setchel also mentions a human female, who's looking for Scourge. So that's one thing that they Mitra and Setchel talked about in the last chapter. So basically, I believe they meet, and he knows. She's there for Revan, and so Scourge is actually creating a plot to stop the Emperor. So this is getting a little more bland. I feel like this isn't what I want to do with this podcast. This is not the direction I want to go in. But if people are enjoying this and they really want it, I will continue doing it. So motivationally wise, ow, motivationally wise, I'm not as motivated to keep continuing doing this. I would very much like to have someone on the show or get a voicemail. Currently, I don't have any voicemails. So it's kind of like, what do I do? So if you wanna ease my pain, you wanna make me feel better, please go to anchor.fm/legendslovers, and the link will be right there. If you can't, I'm gonna get my email up there. You can email me a question, or if the link doesn't work, I can send you a link that maybe will work. So, we'll get that figured out. I'm actually going to try calling myself, and see if it works and whatnot and figure kinks out. But yeah. So basically, we're moving on to chapter 22 now. So Scourge knew he needed to act. Like this is all it's converging on this. So he's talking to Nyriss about this, and so Nyriss and Murtagh and everyone, so they're plotting. Plotting to kill the Emperor, and then Setchel and Scourge are going into Setchel's apartment and they're grabbing something, and so Setchel unlocks the safe and everything so Scourge can have it, and then Scourge neutralizes him. So now we're still in the same chapter. It moves on to Mitra. And so she's basically meditating and just thinking about what she's doing and consulting the Force, basically. And so she's trying to get get to Revan, and so Scourge will take her to him. So chapter 23, Scourge is appears calm on the outside, but he's actually, his heart is actually pounding. He's trying to get to Revan and get Mitra to Revan and whatnot, and this is all against the Emperor, and so basically Scourge walks up to the Emperor's citadel. This is basically his palace, so he's confronting the Emperor. Now, this is a little bit different than what we think. He's not actually going to try to kill the Emperor, but he's like, I must speak with the Emperor, or he's in danger, and so he confronts him, and basically snitches on Darth Nihiris, but in a way that keeps him out of the picture. So basically he's like, Darth Nihiris is plotting a threat against you to take power, and so and so basically he convinces the Emperor. So the Emperor basically eliminates Darth Nihiris, like that his guard basically goes and eliminates Darth Nihiris. So that's the end of that chapter. Or like he sends his guards too. It hasn't actually happened yet. But chapter 24. Mitra is pretending to be Scourge's new purchased slave. And so they're getting into Nihiris' stronghold. And so basically they're using the distraction of the Emperor's guard to the Imperial Guard to they basically they're capturing Nihiris and I think eliminating her. I don't know, but they're using it as a distraction to get Revan out. They find Revan, and so Mitra gives Revan his mask. So if you've seen the front cover of the book, I don't know if you have. I will actually make a cover art for this episode. So if you're watching this episode, you've probably seen the cover art. And so it's Revan's mask, and he gets his armor and whatnot, and so he puts it on, and so basically he gets millions of images, and like his memories come flooding back to him, like it's the floodgate of all of his memories and what happened, and everything, just everything happened with that mask, and so he basically his brain just shuts down, like it's too much to handle, and so they're worried about him, and so they get. So they kind of get, I guess, witnessed, captured, I don't know. They don't actually get captured. Nihiris gets killed, and they escape. They escape also, they don't escape, they escape the dungeon in, chapter 24, but in chapter 25, they get out of the citadel, I guess, and they move on to the cave, and so they kind of so they get out, and then Mitra shows Revan a whole little bit of his wife and his kid, and so they then again plot to take down the Emperor without Nihiris. It's a 26. He has a vision, and so I'll read you the exact words. Revan lay motionless on the floor of the Citadel's throne room. Mitra and Scourge lay beside him, their bodies twisted and broken, clinging to the last moments of life. The Emperor approached the trio, regarding them with a cold, casual contempt as he loomed above his fallen adversaries. Scourge tried to stand up, flee, but his crippled limbs wouldn't support his weight. All he could do was crawl on his belly like a worm. His efforts drew the attention of the emperor, who didn't speak, but came over and lowered himself to one knee. He grabbed Scourge by the shoulder and rolled him over so that he was staring up into the twin voids of the emperor's eyes. As he reached out and placed a hand on Scourge's forehead, the Sith began to scream. So they continue to plan. Like, it's just, I believe they eventually, he confronts Revan about the dream, and so they just, Revan tries to comfort him with like a million possibilities. That can just be one of them. That is just one of them. It doesn't mean that it's actually going to happen. And so basically, he's trying to understand what Revan is instructing him and teaching him about. Chapter 27. Revan, Mitra, and Scourge leave the cave and go to the Citadel, the Emperor's Guard. I believe they get in. And so Revan's remembering all of this. And then, and so they're going to meet the Emperor, and then Captain Yari sees Revan's mask. And so Revan's been there before, and she remembers. And so she instantly is like trying to kill him, basically. And so they get to the throne room. And Revan helps them, and they get in. And so they're still battling the guard. They're charging towards the Emperor, but they haven't actually gotten there. So they get into his room, and so the Emperor basically doesn't move. He just sits there and watches. And so then the Emperor begins to like summon lightning, force lightning. And it completely like chars Revan. It's like pain, and it's just really bad. And so eventually, basically, Scourge betrays Revan and Mitra. He actually eliminates Mitra, and Revan is taken captive by the Emperor. And then the Emperor, in chapter 29, the Emperor basically teaches Scourge how he lived so long. And so Scourge is basically able to do that too. And then we get Revan's perspective. He's trapped in a suspended cage, and he's paralyzed, and he's in a stasis. And he could feel the Emperor feeding on him. So, like, it's basically keeping the Emperor alive. And from there, it goes on to the epilogue. And so, it's about, it goes to Bastila, and she has a conversation with her son, and he asks if his son, or if his father, like, if his father did find some force or didn't just leave them. And she's like, she knew, or was, did he defeat the Emperor or whatever force? And she's like, she knows, Revan did at least something to postpone the invasion of some force because they were still alive. And so she's at peace with that. And so I believe that is the end of the book. So I did kind of speed through that one. I hope you enjoy it. This book is called Star Wars The Old Republic, Revan. Check it out, Amazon, Books a Million, Barnes & Noble, Second & Charles, all those kinds of places. Remember, if you want to call in or leave a message, go to anchor.fm/legendslovers, no caps or spaces. You'll find links to all of the platforms that Legends Lovers is on, Spotify, Breaker, Radio Public, Pocket Casts. If the pocket or podcatcher of your choice allows you to leave a review, please make them good. That would be amazing. If you have a problem, please reach out or comment on the podcatcher of your choice. Maybe if you could make it a little bit of constructive criticism in a positive way, that would be wonderful. I am open to everyone's suggestions. I'm not trying to be all about me. I understand that I need work. I'm trying to work on making this podcast better. So if you have a suggestion, a request, call in. I'm going to get an email set up, hopefully. And may the force be with you.